It may be instinct to turn to over-the-counter medications to help alleviate symptoms of illness in children who are facing a triple-demic of viruses this winter. There are safe ways to do this, but as WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports, health experts warn families not to take unnecessary risks.
Demand and utilization of over-the-counter pain relievers, cough medicines, and fever reducers for children is at an all-time high. It means there's also an increased risk for dosing errors. Pharmacist Dr. Jeanette Trella says monthly calls to the Poison Control Center at CHOP are double what they were at this time last year.
We could also postulate that if a medication that we're used to using, say Tylenol liquid, is not available and we have to try other medication types or dosage forms, that would increase our risk of medication errors.
Trella says reading the back label of any medication is critical. It'll contain dosage limits for kids based on their ages and weights.
It's also important to understand the difference between an ml and a teaspoon and make sure that we are using measuring devices so that we can give that more precise dosing for our smaller kids.
Parents who suspect an accidental dosing can call the Regional Poison Control Center for healthcare guidance. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News. Yeah.